episode 11 now of series 3 of the Limitless podcast, where we are making the impossible possible. Today is a bit of a personal one and a lesson I hope can be shared and learned by all. Strange writing this, as it has been a rather long time since I've released a personal episode. 6 weeks ago, I was feeling very overwhelmed and burnt out, so I took a 1 week break from the podcast schedule. But it turned out I needed a few more weeks and then hit some technical hitches, and finally, here I am. You know, one of the lessons I've learned over the past year is how to consistently produce my own work and finish things. Never before have I set myself deadlines that I've stuck to so rigidly for so long, like putting out a podcast episode every week for months on end without some sort of external influence or pressure. And now I've learned the next lesson. Sometimes you need to adjust your own deadlines and make space to take a break. Sometimes you can't keep going and pushing on despite the feeling that you will let people down. Planning in breaks becomes ever so important, because otherwise you're liable to just keep going and forget you need to stop. And if you don't do this consciously, your body might get there first and stop you physically. Luckily, I didn't quite get that far, but I had all the warning signs of overwhelm and burnout. Anxious tightness in my chest, feeling flustered, forever tired, overeating and drinking, never enough time to do everything I felt I had to do, and everything feeling super urgent. And actually doing less day to day than I usually would. It culminated in a bit of an emotional breakdown one evening. Nothing horrendous, just lots of sobbing and crying, which my lovely husband helped me with, but which finally made me sit up and take notice of what was going on. The frustrating thing about overwhelm is it seems like everything in life is completely unachievable at the time, yet if you were in a different headspace, you would know exactly what to do. The month after my little breakdown was, to be honest, not much less busy. But somehow, my brain was able to think things through more methodically, work out solutions faster, and I had more mental downtime as we went away on a few trips, which shifted my mental perspective and meant some things just had to be postponed in my mind. I don't know the neuroscience behind why we become overwhelmed, although after writing this, I am for sure going to be researching it. But I have learnt the antidote over the years, and it flies in the face of how it feels you should act at the time. Take a break. Easy to say and maybe not so easy to do, but find a way to take a break from your daily responsibilities, your tasks and your to-dos, whatever it is that's leaning on you to achieve. And make it a conscious break. Choose to go out for a walk in the morning, take your lunchtime to journal, or have an early evening bath. Possibly even take a few days off work. Numbing yourself at night with Netflix and ice cream is not a break. It's avoidance. Purposefully do whatever it is that clears your mind. How on earth, I hear you say, can stopping doing for an hour or two, or even a day, going to help me when I already don't have enough time to do everything on my list? Well, let me tell you now, if you're anything like me, you probably can't do everything on your list. If it were possible, you wouldn't be feeling overwhelmed right now. So what you really need to do is come at your tasks with fresh eyes and decide what will wait until tomorrow or next week or next month even. What can I delegate to someone else to do? What can I cancel or say no to? How can I make these tasks quicker and simpler? Who can I work with to make things more efficient? And don't forget the mental list, that constant juggle of tasks that you don't bother to write down because you do them every day, like cooking dinner or preparing lunches or giving the kids a bath or giving the kitchen a clean. These may be the easiest tasks to delegate or simplify. And whilst in a state of, oh God, how the fuck am I going to get any of these things done and why am I even bothering to get up today? You can't make these simple decisions. So take a break. Settle your mind. Whether you think it will work or not, do it anyway. My favourite combination is to delegate or in some way get rid of any cooking responsibility for the evening. Maybe hand it over to my husband or my housemate or just eat quick ready meals. And then walk. Walking is my solitude and gives my brain space to think. I often walk in woodland or meadows for the peace, but any walking can help. It moves my body and somehow also moves all the stuck thoughts along the pipeline to make the way clear. Sometimes it takes a few walks to make sense of things. Sometimes it's a long one or a short one. Any which way, I come back, I select the top most important things for me to focus on, and the rest suddenly becomes a whole lot less urgent. Okay, it's time for a business update. I'm going to keep it short this time, but suffice to say, I feel I'm at a bit of a turning point. Having time away, metaphorically and physically, has allowed me to think things through, and what I've realised is I need more focus. When working with limited time and a number of ideas for a business, it's very hard to get anything off the ground if you're spreading yourself too thin. So, watch this space for a summary of that in my next and final personal episode of the series in 2 weeks' time. We are only a few episodes away from the end of Series 3 of Limitless, and it has been a pleasure to share my personal journey and the stories of some wonderful guests with you on the way. Next week, for my very last guest interview, I am talking to the founder of NeuroTeachers, Katrina Lowry, who is changing how the world sees neurodiversity through her work in education. Expect real-life stories from her work with autistic children and adults and her personal experience of neurodiversity throughout her life. I love it. I can't wait to introduce you to Katrina. I love the podcast and I love you listeners. See you next week, one and all. Don't miss it.